Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. Greetings, Kingdom citizens, Grand Rising, and welcome to More Insight. I'm your host, Angela D. We thank you for joining us on a Sister Girl Network platform ordained by God. We thank God for this platform as we allow the Holy Spirit to take us deeper in our topic, spiritually minded, is life and peace. Let us acknowledge our Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, we give you praise and we give you honor. Hallelujah. Wonderful is your name. Lord, we thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Hallelujah. We thank you for this day, for this was a day, a new day, a day we never seen before. We thank you for this day. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your host of angels, your warring angels, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for the abundance life through the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your instructions, your promises, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you cleanse our hearts and renew a right spirit. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you keep your warring angels upon our knowledge in our atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, we bind up distraction and interference in the name of Jesus. And we loose in the name of Jesus divine understanding, wisdom, and knowledge. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to More Insight. I'm your host, Angela D. We welcome one and all Kingdom citizens. When, you know, we thank God for this platform. Our foundational scripture for our topic is Romans 8:6-8. Because that's what is our journey is about, right? Our journey is about us having the knowledge, understanding, and the wisdom about who we are as kingdom citizens. Our journey is about us growing from a carnal mindset to a spiritual mindset. Romans 8:6-8 says, "For to be carnally minded is, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Because the carnal mind is an enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You know, the word of God tells us that we wrestle against flesh and blood, but we also wrestle within ourselves, right? Our flesh wrestles against the spirit daily, right? And so it's more of us growing spiritually to be more conscious-minded of our decisions, of things that we're touching and agreeing with in the name of Jesus. Because we are dealing with the spirit realm, we must look, know, and operate spiritually. Now, we cannot allow fear to stop us from engaging in the spiritual forces at work around us. Now, some problems cannot be overcome in no other way. But truth be told, we're spiritual beings first, right? God is spirit. We was created in his image. God is spirit. And they who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. God's divine vision is to govern the earth from the heavenly realm through humanity. The original intent of God's mandate to Moses was not to establish a religion, but a nation of people who love, serve, and honor God as his royal priesthood in a holy nation. And sometimes we must walk in truth how we want things to happen quickly, right? We don't feel like going through no process. It's hurry, hurry, quick, quick. And so we walk in truth with that, right, to subdue our flesh and allow the spirit to come forth. See, it's about truth. It's about truth. Because our transformation by the renewing of the mind, we will continuously go back to old ways, back to bondage, walls, and stumbling blocks. And yet the spiritual realm is allowed and accepted. Look at the movies and the books of the day. Now, Hollywood wants us to view the spiritual realm as if it's an entertainment, right? This is your entertainment. This is just made up, make-believe, something made up by someone with a creative mind, right? All by the measure of your faith. All by the measure of your faith. It is impossible to please God without faith. The keys to the kingdom, the full armor of God, and our spiritual authority through the Holy Spirit are strengthened evermore through our faith. Through our faith. Even when it comes down to more insight, this platform right here that God ordained, you even have to come to this platform. You must come with faith that through the anointing power of the Holy Spirit upon my life, you will receive the knowledge, the understanding, and the wisdom through me. Through faith, you are demanding the breakthrough, understanding, and wholeness you need from the anointing on my life. Let us act in faith without doubt, being tossed back and forth, unstable. What the James tells us, James says, he is double-minded and unstable in all his ways. As we grow into God's grace and knowledge, the love of God resonates deep in our hearts. How does one grow? How does one grow into God's grace and knowledge? We grow through our thirst and hunger. All right? That's how we grow. There's a thirst and hunger that stirs up within us, thirst and hunger after righteousness. And so as we move to feel to water that thirst and hunger, we begin to grow. Our personal relationship with God becomes stronger. We seek for self. When we believe, embrace, and stand in our life with Christ as kingdom citizens, the trials and tribulations become smoke screens. Why? The transformation by the renewing of our mind gives us freedom and awareness to walk. And because the trials and tribulations become smoke screens, does not mean that we don't get frustrated or we don't get fed up. But that's when we get stronger and pulling our weapons of warfare. That's when we get stronger in our already knowledge, wisdom, and understanding about what's going on, right? And so we don't make agreement with the trials and tribulations. So now we are on part four, right? We are on part four. part four of our topic, right? But today I sent out on the Blob Talk Radio, I used a different title. I said, what's more valuable than life and peace? But it's still part of spiritually minded is life and peace. And so we talked about the spirit of rejection, bringing in the strongholds, which are the lies that we agree upon, showing the strong man, even giving an example of possession versus affected, where we use Luke 13, when Jesus said to the woman, you are loose from your infirmity. Finally, we had discussed about the religion spirit, the characteristics, even solutions. But those topics, as far as what we have discussed for the last three parts, you can go on blogtalkradio.com/more insight to listen to the previous recorders on that. So tonight, start with Belial, evil ruler. Now, Belial is in the Word of God. Belial is mentioned 27 times in the Old Testament and once in the New Testament. Put a pen here for a minute. When we're dealing with the spirit realm, when we're dealing, that's part of our life as kingdom citizens. But in our knowledge and understanding and the wisdom of how to engage, we must understand the different levels. We must understand the characteristics of the different spirits. And we do not walk in fear when we contend with it because of the Holy Spirit. So when we look at Belial, Belial is the world ruler of wickedness, as well as a strong man. Now, we have talked about strong man and saying that the Bible referred to a strong man as Satan, the devil, demonic. So Belial, ruler, the ruler of wickedness, is talked about 27 times in the Old Testament and once in the New Testament. Now, Jesus taught us to bind a strong man to spoil his goods. Matthew 12 talks about that. Matthew 12:29. Cast out demons by the Spirit of God. Indeed, the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can one enter a man that tried to lead his people away to serve other gods as children of Belial? When we look at different translations, right, and see, that's another thing that we have to understand, that different translations, they change words, they remove certain words. And so for me, to me, this is me saying this, I feel it changed the meaning of the word, right? It changed the meaning. Because even when I look at certain scriptures to even see Belial in it, it was my older Bibles, right? My Jerusalem Bible, my older version of King James, you know. And so I say this to say that sometimes we have to not be so quick to get rid of the old because there's new, and we should have it all. And I'm not downing it. I'm not saying don't use other translations. But what I'm telling you is be so ever wise, right? Be so ever wise with it. You know, that's our spiritual awakening. that we understand that these things are going on, right? There's a lot of tampering with the word. A lot of changes going on. You know, sometimes when we deal with principality, we have to understand that principality, in order to keep the lie going, in order to keep the deceit flowing, things will be tampered with and changed to line up to the lie. So just remember that, that you can't just stay with the new. And I understand that some of those translations are easy for you to understand, but you have to trust. You have to trust the word of God that the Holy Spirit will give you understanding, will allow you to understand. Revelation will come forth. And if not, then it's time to pray and war, because there's a spirit there that blocks us, put us to sleep every time we try to get into the word of God. I experienced that. That sleepy spirit, it makes us feel sleepy when we pick up the word of God. Now, 1 Timothy 4:1-2 says, now the spirit expressly say that in latter times, some would depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrites, having their own conscience sealed with a hot iron. And you can read 1 Timothy 4, all of it. But that scripture right there let us know that later times now, right, there's a lot of deceitfulness, right? That's why we have to understand our weapons, that we need the Holy Spirit to even recognize certain things. And so when we look at Belial, the ruler of wickedness, there are spirits that connect to this leader, strong man. Let's put it like that. There's other spirits that's connected to this strong man. And one of the spirits are the spirit of the Antichrist, the rebelling and lawlessness spirit. Now, Nahum, the book of Nahum, right? Nahum 1:11. Now, I like the Jerusalem translation from this, because from me having that Jerusalem Bible years ago, reading it, pairing it with other translations, it don't even read the same. So I'm saying all this to share some tidbits with you, right? To let you understand is that we could never get away from the word of God, from praying, our one-on-one time. We need to understand that that is so essential in our life. That is so essential in our life just because of what we contend with, things that are around us. And so the Jerusalem Bible, Nahum, right? Nahum is 1:11. And it reads, one second, let me get it. From you have sprung one who plots evil against Yahweh, that's God, a man with the mind of Belial. So it talks about the evil strong man. It's saying how it says a man with the mind of Belial. And so when we look at the spirit of the Antichrist, the lawlessness, the rebellions, because those two spirits are attached to the Antichrist. And what do I always say? None of those spirits, they don't come alone. You know, they have a game. It's always a game to strengthen them. I always use the example of the bully in the game, right? There's always one that you see standing there, but then it's a game behind that one, pumping them up, making them stronger in their evilness, because bully is evil. Okay, and so he go another one. The spirit of the Antichrist, if we read Psalms 2:2-3. And I always tell you guys to get your journal, get a paper and a pen, and write down the scriptures that I give you. Some of them I read, and but some of them I don't read them in their entirety, right? I might read a verse off of it, but it's good to read the whole book, okay? So Psalms 2:2-3, it reads, the kings of the earth set themselves. The kings of the earth set themselves in the strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first bind the strong man. Then Jesus has already told us how to bind a strong man. And so one of the strong men, one of the spirits that I'm always binding is the spirit of infirmity, because we talked about that previously, but that is a spirit that is connected to Belial, to the evil ruler, the wicked ruler. It is connected to him, right? And so in the name of Jesus, I bind that spirit of infirmity. You bear the sickness. We send you back to the center. We loose divine healing upon our body, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, over our bloodline from generation to generation to come. We must first bind the strong man. The Bible tells us the strong man is the devil, demonic, Satan. We bind it up. God said, I have given you the keys to the kingdom, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. And so we must learn to loose divine healing upon our body from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, but not just us, our bloodline, right, from generation to generation to come. Because as we allow the river to flow, the Holy Spirit to bring new revelation, we must go deeper in understanding how some of those spirits are connected to our bloodline. From agreement and a covering that our ancestors have made. So they are demonic spirits that are operating under Belial, right? Belial, he's out front. But then he has a game. And all these under Belial will seduce people and draw people away from God. That's what all those spirits under Belial. Let's look at the spirit of adultery. Deuteronomy 13:13-17 talks about it. Deuteronomy 13:13-17 talks about it. The spirit of adultery. This is the first mention of Belial in the Word of God, Deuteronomy 13:13-17. The Lord identified the ruler that counseled together against the Lord and against his anointing, saying, let us break their bonds of sorting and cast away their cords from them. Because when we look at Belial, the ruler of wickedness, his goal is to take away the restraints, the rules, and the law. Look at the spirit of the Antichrist, the lordliness, the rebellion that connected to that type of spirit. No rules, changing everything. That's what it's all about. Let's be truthful. When we think about rules and laws and all that, we could feel a little, I don't want nobody telling me what to do and all that. But let's be truthful. We need rules. We need guidelines. We need restraint on certain things, right? We need that, because without that, that's chaos. Without that, it's confusion. It's a ball, a mess. And so Belial's ultimate goal is to take away the restraints, no rules, no laws. Chaos. When we look at the spirit of the Antichrist, we're in 2 Thessalonians 2:9. 2 Thessalonians 2:9, the Antichrist is referred to as a lawless one, as the lawless one. No restraints, no rules, no laws. When we touch on the spirit of infirmity, and I know I talk about that spirit because when we look at, we could even look within our family. We can look at our neighbors and our co-workers, friends, how the sickness, the illness is rapid on the land. We can look at TV, and 3 out of 5, I give it a benefit to a certain degree, 3 out of 5 commercials going to be about the pharmaceutical. Medicine, sickness. And so that's why I talk about that spirit of infirmity all the time. Are worth mentioning over and over and over again. Belial is a strong man. He has a host of spirits attached to it, including that spirit of infirmity. Because even when we look at that spirit, there's no rules. Take all that medicine. Yeah, take it. Smoke your marijuana. Everything. It's no rules. It's no rules. Drugs, everything. Take it. There's no rules. So we have to see it for what it is. That's just like when we look at Psalms 41:8, and it says, a evil disease, they say, clings to him. Fatal disease were considered a thing. See, fatal diseases was considered a thing. It was a thing of Belial. That's what the word tells us. That's what the word tells us. Psalms 41:8 is again the attack of Belial against David, the Lord anointed. See, of course, that spirit does not like anything of God, the anointing, the word, anything, because it's always trying to separate us from the Lord. That's why our awareness is so crucial, right? We cannot be walking around sleep, eyes wide open shut. We cannot be compromising, getting along to be alone, you know. We can't be walking around talking about, don't nobody got to be doing all that. We ain't got to worry about all that. And a lot of times you hear those that saying that when you look at their life, you see their life in this turmoil. You know, they okay with it. They have touch and agree. They feel that's their life. But God said that he has given us abundance life. So it's about us living to the fullest, not just existing. Living to the fullest. So we must always remember that Belial dies always, pull man into sin and perversion to bring judgment from the Lord. See, we don't even like to talk about certain words, which is a part of our life as kingdom citizens. Why? Because we listening to the world, making us feel uncomfortable about certain words, and understanding that these words is what keeps us sin. It keeps us from doing things we ain't got no business. We could, you know, in our flesh, we say and we do things we ain't got no business. When we are not aware, when we have not allowed the Holy Spirit to awaken us through a transformation, we touch and we agree things. Look at Lot, the perversion in his time, and God destroyed that town. Look at Noah's time, the perversion, the sin, and God destroyed it. And I know some think that Noah's times is just evil, but do you know the evil? The evil was, the word of God talks about how you had humans having sex with animals at all. Oh my gracious, you had the mixing of blood. That's why giants was on the land, because you had the fallen angels who came and made babies with the humans. That's where the giants came from, and the land became wicked. That's Belial's assignment. Do you know this ever? Spirits that's connected to Belial, uncleanness spirit, Jezebel spirit, the spirit of rape and sexual abuse. Let me give you some scriptures. Let me go back. Uncleanness spirit. In your time, read 2 Corinthians 6. 2 Corinthians 6, 17. Jezebel spirit. Revelation 2. Revelation 2, 20. The spirit of rape and sexual abuse. Judges 19. Judges 19, 25 through 29. And these spirits are connected to Belial. The spirit of alcohol and drunkenness. Pornography, Psalms 101, Psalms 101:3. And I didn't say this at the beginning, but as we go deep and we're talking about certain things, and I know there's young men and women, our next generation, be on the call sometimes. And they see all these things. But we got to even go deep with them, like my generation, how our parents talked to me. I'm a 1960 baby. 60s. Thank you, Lord. During my time coming up, the way our parents talked to us about sex and things like that wasn't the same as when our children came up, you know, the late 70s and 80s babies and 90s or whatever, right? So now we're in a new century, right? And so everything is a lust spirit that's on the land, so we have to talk. Pornography is something that we got to talk about, because I heard something yesterday from a couple ladies about masturbation. That is not of God. You don't supposed to be doing that. That's part of a spirit. That's part of a spirit. Pornography. Psalms 101:3. And then we have wicked plots. Wicked plots. Proverbs 16:27. And that's a few I'm naming. Now all these spirits are connected to Belial. They are connected to the ruler of wickedness. If we look at these spirits, there are no restraints, no rules, no laws when these spirits operate in our lives. Uncleanness, Jezebel, the spirit of rape and sexual abuse, the spirit of alcohol and drunkenness, pornography, wicked plots, no restraints, no rules or laws. The ruler, the evil ruler can affect our lives and those attached to us when we are not aware or touch and make agreement. Awareness not to touch or agree. When we grow from a carnal mindset to a spiritual mindset, we are constantly growing daily. But that's our part in our journey, to be willing to constantly grow daily by going through the process. Don't get caught up on the falling down or lacking this day or that day, but constantly pushing and persevering. See, that's why we have to walk in truth about sin, bad behavior. We touching and we're agreeing with the circumstances and people that come our way. Sometimes the enemy will send people to slow you down, to the spirit that's attached to them for whatever reason they come will become attached to you, become open to them because you're vulnerable with them. But then we understand. Everything we deal with is not because of our sin or agreement, but because of our ancestors and our bloodline. You know, we even have to come in terms with that. As we grow, we have to look back over our bloodline from generation to generation. We have to look at certain things that keep repeating itself from generation to generation. Start praying and warn on that thing, allowing the Holy Spirit to show you exactly what spirit you're dealing with. Only the world look at things as coincidence. Only the world. You know, Ephesians 6 even tells us spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Even that part of Ephesians 6:12, that part, because it's longer than that, but just that, those words right there let us know that we deal with different levels of spiritual wickedness, right? It says a spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places, gospel. A higher level of spirits, cosmic level. You know, those spirits, they operate, a lot of them operate from generation to generation. Like you got the territorial, the institutional in religion, the vice in the ancestor spirit. And we're going to talk about those because those spirits, because they line right up with Ephesians 6, spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places, a high level of spirits, cosmic level. Territorial spirits, that institutional spirit in religion, vice, and ancestral spirits. So we're going to bring those in as time go on, but I wanted to just say that to everyone that's listening that we're not on here saying that everything that happened to us those demons. What we have to understand is because of things happen to us when we open up the door, when we make agreement in our bad behavior, or those that's connected to us bring certain spirits around us and we agree with them, sometimes unknowing, we do open the door for certain wickedness to come in. That's why, you know, I giggle when people say, oh, everything ain't the devil. Are you kidding me? We are in this world, but not of this world. God has given us the Holy Spirit to rain down on darkness in this world, right? Because Satan is the father of this world. Satan want to take everybody with him. He knows his end. He wants your end to be lined up with his end, right? And so we don't get all tripped up talking about everything ain't Satan and all. It could be our bad behavior, things we're agreeing with, annoying those that were sent just to slow us down, just to put up stumbling blocks. Everything, yes, because that's how Satan ruled this world spiritually. Thing that happened in the spirit realm affect the natural realm. We even have those that we see natural. They know who they serve. They are his mouthpiece, his kingdom. So we cannot become those ones that's having a form. What do 2 Timothy tells us? 2 Timothy 3:5 tells us. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people turn away. We involve, engage, because we're not just engaging, growing spiritually for us. It is for generation to generation to come. It is for our bloodline. Oh, how blessed we are that we had people before us, our ancestors before us that prayed for our blood, that prayed for generation to generation, because some of us could have been wiped out in birth, in the womb. The enemy didn't even want you to come forth, but God. So we cannot have a form of godliness, but denying its power. We acknowledge that there's a God, but that's it for you. I ain't doing all that. I don't need to be talking about that victory is mine. Oh, victory is yours, but will you see it? And why are you trying to get to the victory, to the finish line? Do you have a abundance life? Or a downtrodden life. And that's why we talk about not possessed, but affected, because we touched on that too. And as I said earlier, you can go back on blogtalkradio.com/more insight to listen to the previous recorders. And I would tell you to listen to them over and over and over. Because what I always say about repetition, that see, that's a trick of the enemy. They tell us that we, people time frame, they span, how long they willing to listen to somebody is short. No. That's not true. We don't want to deal with that because it might be something we're not interested in. It ain't got nothing to do with our span, because we can sit and listen to something as long as we choose. We can sit and read something as long as we choose. It ain't nothing about our attention span. I don't believe that. That's me personally don't believe that. I believe that when you're interested in something, when you thirsting and hunger and after something, you will sit, you will read, you will do what you need to do to be fed. So this walk in truth, when you don't want to be bothered, when you don't want to deal with it, don't use the excuse that the world give you, because that's the setup when it comes down to the word of God, because the word of God already tell us when we're dealing with our faith, when we're being built up. Our faith becomes stronger through the word of God, hearing it over and over and over again. And see, we in kingdom must understand that we can be affected by the spirit realm and demonic powers through generation, the mind, desires, an empty house, and permission. That's what we have to, so we're not sitting saying that everything is Satan. We got a part in certain things, but certain things can affect us in the by the spirit realm through generations, the mind for acts, desires, and the empty house and permission. One would need to recognize their tactics and presence to overcome demonic power to be healed and delivered. That's what this is about. We have to recognize certain things. You know, for me personally, and we're going to get later on as time go on how the Holy Spirit moved. We have to talk about dreams and all that, you know, even dealing with spiritual wives and husbands, dealing with water spirits, all that. You know, I seen a commercial today on, they was talking about the movie. Let me put a pen. I just want to share it real quick. Avatar. I don't know if you all ever seen that movie. I've seen one, right? And I liked it. I thought it was a good movie. The first one that they put out, Avatar, right? Now, Avatar, the first one they put out, and nothing to do with water. But now, all of a sudden, we get ready. They got part out, which I don't even plan on looking at. But I'm just saying, they got part two out. They all about the water. They in the water. Water life, living under water. Okay, go back to what I said to the beginning of our show tonight. I said the spiritual world is allowed and accepted. In this world, all we got to do is look at the movies and the books today. That's all we got to do. Because Hollywood wants us to view the spiritual realm as entertainment, something somebody with this fabulous creative mind made up, right? Okay. Okay. So that's what it's all about. We have to recognize. We have to recognize the spirit realm tactics and presence to overcome demonic power and to be healed and deliverance. Where Peter tells us, do not be ignorant to Satan's devices. The Holy Spirit has given us the gift called discernment of spirits. To discern means to discover, evaluate, and make a difference between it. That's where we at. We have to understand that we have benefits as kingdom citizens. You must know your benefits. You must know who you are. Who you are in Christ, you must understand your benefits. You must know your instructions. Oh, not just your promises, because your promises are there. But don't you want to receive them? Don't you want to receive them? Don't you want to be living and not just exist? Sin is bad behavior in that we touch and agree with things, circumstances, and people. This is where your spirit of discernment come in play, right? This is where when the Holy Spirit communion with us, right, tugging at us, pulling on us, we ain't talking about, oh, that's that little voice, right? We know that that is the Holy Spirit trying to increase your discernment, bring you to awareness, because you're dealing with this spirit or that person or this circumstances. And so in your discernment, your Lord, is this a familiar spirit, a generational spirit, or have I opened the door to this or that? That's why we have to walk in truth to confess, denounce, and be set free. We thank God for the spirit of discernment. It becomes stronger. All of us have it. It can be a gift. It can be a part of your gifting. If that's God, that's what God chose. It becomes stronger than us when we become intentional of allowing to commune with the Holy Spirit. Because when we become intentional in that, we get pulled into our conscious state. And in our conscious state, we can commune with the Holy Spirit more, because our conscious state takes us to a place of thinking and reasoning. As we grow from a carnal mindset to a spiritual mindset, we understand that confession, when we confess things, when we denounce things, and that's how we are made free. Why? Because the enemy cannot bind us in a condemnation spirit, because we have already confessed that. Oh, we have already confessed that. Romans 19:9. It tells us that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. So also in 1 John 1:9, it tells us, 1 John 1:9, since he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let me share this with you before we, because I definitely want to close with the minister of word, which would be Psalm 64:1-10. But I want to share this. Look at confession in a different way. See, that's what happens to us when we grow from a carnal mindset to a spiritual mindset. Our perspective at things shift. It changed. And so confession, it touch your heart and pull on your mindset. It turn your heart and change your mind. See, something happens when we speak words from our mouth. Our heart and our mind hears. See, our heart and our mind hears those words. That's why you have to speak it. Like you writing something, right? It's always best to read that writing out loud. When you read it out loud, what? Your mind hears it. Your mind's, yes, I know you wrote it. But that's how our body operates. That's why we are to confess, open up our mouth, speak that thing, because it do something to our heart and our mind. Change your perspective on how you view confession when you confess. Change your perspective on it. Know that it is to turn your heart and change your mind. It is not to condemn. It is to turn your heart and change your mind. So put a pen there. So I'm going to end with that confession. And so we'll pick back up at denounce, because we have to understand there's some things we have to denounce, right? We don't touch things. We don't agree to certain things. Because our goal is to be made whole, to set free. Those the Son set free are free indeed. And so we will end with that confession. Now, moving to another note. The minister of word. Now, because we're dealing with spiritual things, I have said this, that we cannot get away from what? The word of God, from praying, from spending time with the Father, from fasting. You cannot get away from these things. You have to thirst and hunger after them ever the more. So we will end with a minister of word. Tonight, it will be Psalm 64, 1 through 10. Hear my voice, O God, in my meditation. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebelling of the workers of iniquity, who sharpen their tongues like sword, and bend their bows to shoot their arrows bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the blameless. Suddenly they shoot at him and do not fear. They encourage themselves in an evil manner. They talk of lying snares secretly. They say, who will see them? They devise iniquities. We have perfected a sore scheme, both the inward thought and the heart of man are deep. But God should shoot at them with an arrow suddenly. They should be wounded, so he will make them stumble over their own tongue. All who see them should flee away. All men should fear and should declare the work of God, for they should wisely consider his doing. The righteous should be glad in the Lord, trust in him, and all the upright heart should glory. Psalm 64, 1 through 10. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will end with this prayer. Hallelujah. As we engage into the spiritual realm for understanding, knowledge, and wisdom. Hallelujah. Because we as kingdom citizens must understand that part of our life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I break and dismantle all ungodly coverings, oath, and pledges that we have made with our lips in the name of Jesus. I denounce and break all ungodly oath made by our ancestors to idols, hallelujah, demons, false religions, and ungodly organizations in the name of Jesus. I break and dishonor all coverings with death and hell made by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. I break and dishonor all ungodly coverings made with idols or demons by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. I break and dishonor all blood coverings made through sacrifice that will affect our lives in the name of Jesus. I command all demons that claim any legal right to our lives through coverings to come out in the name of Jesus. I break and dishonor any coverings made with false gods and demons, an embalming and witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I break and dishonor all spiritual marriages that will cause demons to attack our lives in the name of Jesus. I break and dismantle any marriages to any demons that will affect our lives in the name of Jesus. I break all agreements, hallelujah, it withheld in the name of Jesus. We divorce ourselves from any demons that will claim our lives through any ancestral covering. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, thank you for joining us on More Insight. May God continue to bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus. I say peace be unto each and every one of you, and good night. God bless.